This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
This is a locally produced program at
KUAF. It is.
Friday nights are great because you've got a lot of local stuff on our station. Because Generic Blue Show with Paul Kelso is on tonight.
Yeah. Shades of Jazz.
With Robert Ginsburg at 10. Mm-hmm. And then at midnight, as you move into Saturday, you have Goodnight Jazz with Daniel Estes.
Yes. So lots of locally produced music shows here on KUAF.
And then, of course, tomorrow you've got more Shades of Jazz at 10. You've got Mike Shirky's Pick and Post at 7. So we bring you not just the world through NPR and PRI and American Public Media, but we bring you your world through music and news and interviews.
And Ozarks at Large.
And Ozarks at Large. And if you enjoy a local connection through your public radio station, remember that it's your support that allows us to continue to bring you that local connection.
So please make your contribution now online and help us continue to bring you the stories from your community. You can go to supportkuaf.com and contribute there.
And from all of us at Ozarks at Large and KUAF,
thank you very much.
Barbershop is a uniquely American type of music that started, as you might guess, inside barbershops. Before television and radio were accessible to everyone, men gathered in barbershops for their social time, and they would stand around and sing. There may have been a dozen men in a barbershop, but just a couple of them would actually be getting their hair cut. The Barbershop Harmony Society came together on April 11, 1938, in nearby Tulsa, Oklahoma. And today, we celebrate Barbershop Harmony Day. Six of the 28-member River Blenders Barbershop Chorus, based in Fort Smith, stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk about this historical genre of a cappella music. I was joined by spokesmen Bill Guffey and John Debus, as well as the quartet Arrival, comprised of Jim Chain, Scott Monroe, Bill Terrell, and Ron Bergenstock. The group will also perform tomorrow during the Spring Festival at Chaffee Crossing. Scott began our conversation by bringing up how he got into barbershop so many years ago.
I grew up singing, so it was always a natural thing for me to look for singing. As it happened, they were forming the Greater Fort Smith chapter of the Barbershop Society at that time, and so I found the notice in the newspaper and said, I think I'll give that a try, and went down, and I have been a dues-paying member for the approximately 35 years since.
Why? I mean, it's a relatively old style of singing. I mean, it's a traditional style of singing. Why is it important to continue?
Well, it's important to continue this style because, as I said, it's uniquely American, and it's a part of our culture, and it's something we want to continue. But even though it is an old style of singing, this type of harmony adapts itself so well to a lot of modern music. We sing, and I'm sure you're going to hear some of it today, some of the more current songs being performed in barbershop style. And the main thing about barbershop, of course, no musical instruments. It is all a cappella. We are our musical instruments as far as voices go. And it blends itself so well with almost any type of music. You'll hear jazz-type songs. But the traditional barbershop is something that is uniquely American, although I should say, I guess, that this is an international thing. We have chapters in Europe and Sweden and Denmark, and there are even people in China and Japan.
Down under
Australia, Ireland, England. Mm-hmm. We have chapters all over the world.
The thing about the music is a lot of it is I've gone to a couple schools with the chapter sending me, and what's happening is there's more arrangements coming in that you'd never believe would do. They were doing a song by Police. You're thinking that's not barbershop, but yet it would the way they projected it and the way the arranger arranged it. Yes, it was acceptable in contest, and they were doing it. And there used to be an umbrella, as they say, for barbershop. Everything was traditional. And what was happening was we were losing members because people were going outside umbrella to do other music, and they consider, no, that's not barbershop, that's not barbershop. But as time progressed and younger people started coming in, things changed, and they started allowing a lot of this new music that's coming in. And it's been a matter of fact, since we started doing some of the songs from the 50s and 60s, we've been getting some of the younger kids in. So we have what they call Young Men in Harmony. And kids through all through high school, junior high school and high school, are getting interested in barbershop.
And I know that we're doing a lot of outreach right now to the young folks.
Well, I believe, I don't have cable and so I don't watch that much TV, but I think that one of these music competitions that's been on recently was an a cappella singing competition. In addition to a movie, Pitch Perfect, which was just released in the last couple of years. And so that's kind of bringing, you know, this a cappella style of singing kind of more to the forefront. I mean, I liked Pitch Perfect. It was a good movie. Mm-hmm. But they're singing, you know, songs that you hear on the top 40 radio stations today.
And we are actually doing a lot of arrangements right now of some of those songs because they do speak specifically to the 21st century singer. I think they just recently released a couple of songs by, I'm probably going to mispronounce this, I think his name is Jason Mraz, who is a very, very popular young pop singer right now. And this is, and the ability to weave this into the barbershop style really works well for them. What's unique about the barbershop style is that we have a harmony part above the melody. It's usually sung in the falsetto voice. So whereas you, in most styles of music, the top voice is the melody. You here with barbershop, you'll have harmony on either side of the melody, making a sandwich out of it.
All right. Well, so Bill Guffey, your bass.
Right.
Right. Okay. John Debus.
I'm a lead.
You're a lead. What does that mean? You're not a bass or a tenor or a baritone or.
I'm usually the one singing the melody part.
Okay. All right. And then the four members of a quartet. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Arrival.
Arrival. Actually, we spell it like the word arrival and pronounce it that way, but actually the three syllables stand for the Arkansas River Valley Barbershop Quartet. So it's a nice little play on words, too.
Okay. And then how do you make up a quartet?
What we found is the best way, since we have within the River Blenders Chorus, which is several men singing each of the four parts, then we just usually find voices that seem to match well and blend well. I started singing in quartets with our baritone, Ron, well over 30 years ago, because our voices just seem to have a natural blend. We've had various other people sing different parts with us over the years. This particular group's been together 14 years now.
That's what I hear. That's quite a long time to be singing together.
And I think we still like each other, the last I checked.
Let's see. Melody and harmony, how important is timing when you're on stage, when you're singing in a group?
Oh, well, it's extremely important, of course. You've got four voices, individuals who have got to come together and work together and produce this. I hope you're going to hear shortly here, beautiful sound. They blend so well together, and it's not only a matter of harmony, but it's also a matter of timing. And these guys have sung together so long that each one knows what the other is going to do. And it's fun to watch as well as to listen to.
So you sing at various events, engagements, Valentine's Day, at school. How do you choose which songs you're going to sing where?
Well, we've got a standard repertoire of a number of pieces, and there are several things. We try to use a selection of music that's really has a lot of broad appeal so that we can carry the same things from different places around. Now, there are places where we'll specialize, for example, in more of a church and gospel repertoire. There are places where we'll focus more on our patriotic numbers, places where we'll focus more on our love songs. But a lot of this music is very universal in its appeal.
And one thing that we do, the River Blenders as a chorus, that's really important to us is every month we sing at two nursing homes, retirement centers. And those people enjoy not only the old but the new music so much, too. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they enjoy a lot of the Beatles stuff and a lot of the 50s stuff mm-hmm. that we do. And, of course, they enjoy the old songs, too. But that's an important part of what we do out in the community is singing in nursing homes, hospitals.
What is your most requested song?
The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
we do have a wonderful arrangement of that. You would, if we end up singing that for you, the only thing I would regret is that we wouldn't have the video to go with it, because you've never seen four middle-aged men act as silly in a three-minute stretch as we do on that song.
All right. I'm sorry to miss it. Stories. You say that they're good stories, Bill.
Like I say, everyone here is, I'm sure, got a good story about singing Valentine's. But what as I said, we go out in the community, and the quartet that I was singing with at the time, One More Song, we went out, and probably one of my favorite, we had a lot of fun things happen, but one of my favorites was a young husband had sent us to sing Valentine. We sing two love songs, give them a rose, and give them a Valentine's card from their loved one. And a young man had sent us to sing to his wife, and we went up and knocked on the door. She answered the door, holding about a four-month-old baby that was just crying its head off. It would not shut up, and I thought, oh, no, we've got a problem. And she looked a little harried herself. But we decided to go ahead and do it, and we gave her a card, and then we started singing, and the baby immediately stopped crying, opened its eyes wide, and watched us. Just was fascinated. About halfway through the song, the mother started crying. But they were tears of joy.
She was happy the baby stopped crying.
That's probably it. But it was fun. She cried all the way through that and both songs. But that was a fun experience. And like I say, I'm sure every one of these guys has got an equally fun story to tell.
Does anybody else have a story they'd like to share of your music really making a moment?
Some people are fortunate enough to take part in events like the one I was once told about by a member of a quartet that lived in our town for several years. They sang at a nursing home to a husband and a wife who were both severely disabled. And at the end of the song, they had basically largely just sat there through most of the time. But at the end of the song, the old man motioned the baritone down close to him, and he said, "I'm applauding, but only one hand works." They were able to get out of the room without completely collapsing into tears, but it wasn't easy. That's the kind of effect music can have on people. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the quartet arrival, are you guys ready to sing some songs for us?
I think we can do that. Let's see if we can gather around a microphone.
If we can get up.
So we'd like to do for you now the most traditional love song that we have. This song actually dates back to the 1890s, and we're a little bit biased about this. We think they have yet to write a song any better than this in the 120 years since. Do, 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 do.
Let me call you, sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you, sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
That's definitely a song I recognize, that's for sure. Well, love songs sure have changed a lot over the years.
They change, and yet they still stay the same. What we find is that you can sing great songs the music just becomes timeless. It has a life of its own. We've got actually one more good example that we could do for you. This is a song that actually became famous from the piano man, Billy Joel, and I think some of your listeners might enjoy this.
Dum, dum, dum.
Whoa. Time, whoa, for the longest, if you said goodbye to me tonight, there would still be music left to write. What else could I do? I'm so inspired by you. That hasn't happened for the longest time. Once I thought my innocence was gone, now I know that happiness goes on. That's where you found me when you put your arms around me. I hadn't been there for the longest time. Maybe this won't last very long, but you feel so right and I could be wrong. Maybe I've been hoping too hard, but I've come this far and it's more than I hoped for. Who knows how much further we'll go on. Maybe I'll be sorry when you're gone. I'll take my chances. I forgot how nice romance is. I hadn't been there for the longest time. I had second thoughts from the start. I said to myself, hold on to your heart. Now I know the woman that you are. It's wonderful so far, and it's more than I hoped for. I don't care what consequence it brings. I have been a fool for lesser things. I want you so bad, I think you ought to know that I intend to hold you for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa.
That one I recognize from Billy Joel. I sure do, yeah. Well, if you have one more in you, I have one request.
Okay.
We talked about The Lion Sleeps Tonight, so.
All righty.
Oh, good grief. Yeah, we have to switch parts.
You have to move around a little bit, and we'll try not to knock any microphones over while we record this, as best we can. You're
I
in the middle
this
of this.
Coming. I got you.
I think so.
Weep away, 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 weep
hush, my darling, don't fear, my darling, the lion's twisted on. Hush, my darling, don't fear, my darling, the lion's twisted on. The lion sleeps tonight.
Well, I'm glad I made that request. Thank you for entertaining me, for sure. That was great. That was great. That was great. Well, Jim, Scott, Bill, and Ron that make up Arrival, I sure do appreciate it, as
we
well as Bill and John.
The opportunity to come by and talk to our good friends here at KUAF Public Radio. It's been my favorite radio station ever since you raised the signal high enough to be heard down in the River Valley. I'm a longtime supporter and very happy to be a part of your pledge season. We hope everybody will come out on tomorrow for a beautiful day out at Chaffee Crossing. It's a great place, and you'll have a wonderful time.
The quartet Arrival, comprised of Jim Chain, Scott Monroe, Bill Terrell, and Ron Bergenstock, joined by Bill Guffey and John Debbis. All are members of the River Blenders Barbershop Chorus in Fort Smith. The River Blenders rehearse each Tuesday night at 7 at the Butterfield Retirement Center on Phoenix Street. People are invited to come watch, and men are welcome to join in to sing. The group will be performing tomorrow during the Spring Festival at Chaffee Crossing. That event is from noon to 5, but the group will sing from 1 to 3 at various locations, including the barbershop Elvis famously received a haircut. This is Ozarks at Large.